What is happening, everybody? Thank you for coming back to another one of my top five videos. This one is going to be my top five bets for the Corrales Punta Cana Championship there in the Dominican Republic. I spent my honeymoon in the Dominican Republic, so a little bit of nostalgia there for me. Didn't stay at Corrales, although I probably should have, given the festivities that go around here, plus the niceness of the resort. So, anyways, enough about that. Let's go ahead and jump into my top five betting video. Last week, I got three through the cut, got a top 10 in Sung J.M., but certainly it was like a 1.5 or 2-1 payout. So that didn't break the week. Doug Gim missed the cut. Cam Davis, T33. Will Gordon, T36. Just couldn't get into placement values. And Brandon Wu missed the cut. But Brandon Wu, as I give you a little tease here, who's part of my hot take last week, I said he'd win one of the 2 weeks, either the Honda or the Corrales. So I have to stick with Brandon Wu. So let's go ahead and start off with him this week. He is 35-1 to win here at the Corrales Punta Cana. I do like that. Again, we just saw him play in Puerto Rico, a similar event with a similar field, coming in seventh. And he had a chance to win that event by and large. So I do like Brandon Wu a lot here this week. 5-1 on the top 10. 5-1 on the top 5. 2.5-1 on the top 10. 1.5-1 on the top 20. Has yet to play here in his couple of years. Also missed the cut last week at the Honda Classic, as I mentioned, and came in seventh at the Puerto Rico Open before that. Okay, let's go back now to the top, since I kind of had to talk about Brandon Wu first here. Let's go back to the top. We'll go off of my bomb of the week first here. And it's a guy, I made this statement last week about a golfer, and I sometimes do. Will Gordon was my guy last week. I'm going to say it about Andy Ogletree. This will be the last time that I bet him unless he shows me something. Here's a guy that has all the accolades, has already made the cut at Augusta, but since turning pro has really struggled, has yet to make a cut other than Mayakoba. He's coming in at 300-1 to win in this event, though. That seems like a pretty good place to jump on him. He struggles off the tee. So, and of course, where over 70% of the fairways are hit, I like Andy Ogletree. 300-1 to win, like I already said, 31 on the top 5, 15-1 on the top 10, and a 7-1 on the top 20. Pretty good value through the board. Next guy I want to talk about, Peter Uihlein. How about this guy coming in second there just last week on the Korn Ferry Tour? Pretty good start for Mr. Uihlein. Also has some pretty good history around here. 22nd a couple of years ago. He's coming in at 70-1. It's pretty good odds there for a guy that's playing in good form. 10-1 on the top 5, 5-1 on the top 10, and 2-1 on the top 20 for Peter Uihlein. Next is going to be Sam Ryder, and Sam Ryder had a really good chance here last week to make something happen, but still seems to be in pretty good form and is a runner-up finish here back in 2016 at Corrales, so certainly some good feels around here. Most recently, 52 and missed cut in his last 2 years, but still, at 35-1 to win, knowing that he's in good form, I love that. In fact, I love starting my card with a bunch of guys at 35. Sam Ryder, Brandon Wu, Nate Lashley, Chase Seifert, just a couple of the guys that I like here. They're all around 5-1 on the top 5, 2.5-1 on the top 10, and 1.5-1 on the top 20. Okay, and the guy that I'm going to pair with Brandon Wu is Justin Suh. Justin Suh, I believe, is just in as good a spot as Brandon Wu is. And in terms of their game, I think they're very comparable in their talent level. You're getting almost double the price on Justin Suh. And we just had him finish inside the top 20 here not too long ago, which is going to pay you 2-1 this week. 3.5-1 on the top 10, where I think he ends up residing. 7-1 on the top 5, and 55-1 to win for Justin Suh. Most recently, he's come in the mid-30s in his most recent event. So he's getting you through the cut. Now we just need to see that upside that we know is there. So, okay, let's go ahead and review my top 5 bets for the Corrales Punta Cana Championship here this week. And of course, again, one more time, if you're looking for more Corrales content, come on and join us. Just $8.95. You're going to get all of the picks from myself, from Ben Raza, from Eric Lundquist, as we break it down by pricing section, helping you fill out your lineups and betting cards. So if you're not an Osmo Plus member, great time to do so. Join us for the week. Just $8.95 for the golf side, $29.99 for the all the shebang. And we've got so many sports going on right now. PGA has had, there were four different tournaments you could have chose from this week in terms of PGA DFS. There's the LPGA Kia Classic. There was the Magical Kenya Open for the Euro Tour. Of course, the match play. And this one, the Corrales Punta Cana. So much going on in the world of sports right now. College basketball tournament, March Madness, NBA, MLB is starting. Great time to come on and join the Osmo Plus side. So again, let's run through Andy Ogletree, P. Peter Uihlein, Sam Ryder, Justin Sue, and Brandon Wu are my top five bets for the Corrales Punta Cana Championship this week. Again, I mentioned a couple of other names. There are 35-1 that I also like. Nate Lashley, Chase Seifert. I love starting my card there. Not that I don't like Thomas Peters. I just don't know if at 18-1, I'd rather go for the guys that are double those price. So until next time, everybody, thank you for joining my PGA DFS. PGA Top 5 betting video for this week. We will see you next week. It's just one tournament, the Valero, but then we get the Masters. So until next time, everybody, see you on the other side. Cheers.